Hello and welcome to Housing Japan. Thank you so much for joining us once again. Today I'm joined by the incredible Harumi-san from the sales department. Harumi-san, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
No, you're welcome. First of all, I just want you to introduce yourself a little bit.
Yes.
Who are you? Where are you from? And how did you start real estate?
Yeah. Well, my name is Harumi and I joined Housing Japan about 6 months ago.
Oh.
Before I joined, I was in the States for about 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah. I was born and raised in Japan, but after I met my husband, who is American, we moved to London, England, and stayed there for 5 years, and then moved to the States. And I was a stay-at-home mom until I got into real estate.
Oh, wow. Great. So did you ever touch real estate in America?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
How was your experience in America as a realtor?
Well, it's quite different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, in the U.S., it's agent-based. So there are a lot of full-time agents, mm-hmm. but at the same time, there are some part-timers.
Mm-hmm.
And so in California, for example, some people say that they're more agent than listing.
Oh, really?
Actual listing. So if you run into the street, you can just run into a real estate agent.
Oh, really?
So it's very competitive.
Right. So it was very difficult for agents to get listings?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. And in terms of the market, are there very big differences between America and Japan?
I was only in one state, which mm-hmm. is like a 1 hour commute to New York City.
Mm-hmm.
So I only know that state. But in general, a real estate market in the US is very active.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's the same in Tokyo. Uh-huh. It's very active.
Right. Can I ask what states you were working in
America?
I
was in Connecticut.
Oh, Connecticut.
Yeah.
How did you find it?
Well, it's close to the city,
yeah.
and a lot of people just commute to New York City.
Right.
But at the same time, it's near the coast.
Yeah,
it's really has a lot of nature.
Yeah,
but it snows so much.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, it must have been so cold.
Yeah,
not quite as cold as Tokyo in the winter.
Tokyo is just too hot
at all times.
Even in the winter time, it's not cold. Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Well, did you have any listings then in New York or was it just Connecticut?
Just in Connecticut.
Right. Yeah. I see. Great. Yeah. So after that, you said you moved to London, stay at home mom. Did you touch the real estate market at all in London?
No, I wasn't interested in real estate then.
Personally, did you buy or rent in London?
We were renting.
Oh, yeah. Right. Okay. So you were sort of on the consumer side almost of the market in your time in the
mm-hmm.
UK.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay. When the foreigners or expats listening to this podcast who are interested in purchasing property here mm-hmm. in Japan or, mm-hmm. or hopefully Tokyo, they would most likely want to be prepared about purchasing property
sure.
here. Do you think there's any big or common misconceptions from all the inquiries you get looking to buy real estate here in Tokyo?
Well, the typical one is that the foreign people think that they need a visa to purchase a real estate here, but that's not the case. Anyone has the right to purchase a real estate just, you know, as much the same as Japanese nationals.
Mm-hmm.
I think some people are concerned about the natural disasters like earthquakes.
Yeah.
But the modern buildings has the,
a strong sort of safety code.
Yes.
Standard.
Yeah. And and some buildings are built before the earthquake standard changed. They're still standing strong.
Mm-hmm.
So most buildings are safe,
yeah.
I would say.
Yeah.
So that's why the real estate pricing are going strong here.
Right. And I feel like in the very center of Tokyo, particularly the properties that Housing Japan specializes in, am I right in saying most of them are built after the new standards?
Most of them,
I
would say.
Yeah. All right. Great. But there's still quite a lot you think before?
Yes.
Wow, really? Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's a good point about the visas. Mm-hmm. I recently went to the streets and I was interviewing people
right.
on the streets, tourists coming to Tokyo, and I asked all of them, you know, do you think you can purchase real estate in Japan? And 70-80% of them said, no, I don't think so,
is
right?
That
real? don't you need a visa?
Yeah.
They said exactly that.
Right.
So yeah, it's great news that you don't need one at all right. to mm-hmm. purchase.
Right.
But to live, possibly a visa or
yes,
some sort
do.
Of residency
yeah.
mm-hmm. permit
right.
is required.
Yeah.
Yeah. But for the investors out there,
right.
easy to get into the mm-hmm. market. Yeah, that's great. Okay. And first of all, Tokyo, do you like Tokyo as a realtor market?
What not to like?
What's not to like? Is it easier or better than America's, you think?
It's different. So it yeah. depends on what you're looking for.
Right.
But this is a global city. Mm. You know, it's pretty safe.
Mm.
And you can hop on the train and you can go different parts of the town.
Mm-hmm.
And each town has their own term,
mm-hmm.
right? So you don't have to stay in the central. If you go to a little bit suburban area, they have a different vibe.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the greatest things in Tokyo.
Oh, great. Do you have a favorite space in Tokyo Center, a favorite neighborhood you always recommend to people?
I like Minato area. Mm-hmm. It's fun mm-hmm. to go out.
Right.
But at the same time, I live in Setagaya Ward.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm just starting to love
love
my
Setagaya.
Neighborhood. Yeah.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
I have been filming a lot recently down by Jiyugaoka and
oh.
Daikanyama.
Yeah.
What do you think of those areas?
Well, that's my burb.
Yeah, that's your burb.
Yeah.
That's your local
yeah,
turf.
Yes. So it's amazing that people come. It seems so far from the center.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get on the train, it only takes like 15, 20 minutes from
that's
where
not
we
far
are.
At all,
yeah.
is it? That's very
yeah.
close.
And it's
yeah.
less crowded. And you can find a little gym, you know, mm-hmm. little cafe, little pastry store that you
yeah.
can't find.
It's very chic, very,
yes.
very cool and
right.
calm and almost European.
Right.
A lot of people
yeah.
describe it.
Right.
Yeah. It's so nice down there.
Yeah.
Great. So where do you see the Tokyo property market heading in the next 10 years?
Well, that's difficult to predict,
yeah.
but I think it's going strong,
mm-hmm.
Knowing that so many people want to purchase here.
Mm.
It is, I think it's a safe investment.
Mm-hmm.
And for myself, I am looking to buy something, you
right.
know, affordable.
Yes, me too.
Yeah. But it's, you know, if you select a good neighborhood and a good building using a great agent like us.
Yes.
I think it's a great investment.
Absolutely.
But yeah.
Yeah. Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I think looking around at the type of properties that are on the market currently, particularly as someone looking themselves
mm-hmm.
personally.
Yep.
What is it do you think is important to look for?
Well, I think it's the location is always
mm-hmm.
important.
Mm-hmm.
And it really depends on what you're looking for. If you're mm-hmm. purchasing for investment
mm-hmm.
And you want to rent out, you know, it's better to be closer to the station,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
and have some nice supermarkets, you know, all those things are important for renters.
Right.
But if it's for yourself, you know, you can just adjust, you know, depending on the pricing and the depending on the size. So it's difficult to say.
Right. Yeah. It is. Yeah. It's very much down to the buyer. Right. What do they value? What are they interested
mm-hmm.
in? Yeah, absolutely. Okay. And lastly, I got to ask, do you have any current listings that you're excited about that you want to share with people?
Yes. We are just preparing for a single family home
mm-hmm.
in Minato Ward.
Mm-hmm.
And we are not ready to go live yet, so I can't tell
Ooh.
You.
Oh, it's a secret.
Yeah, so it's about 10 years old,
mm-hmm.
and it has four bedrooms and about 165 square meters.
Wow.
So it's on three floors, three stories, and two separate bathrooms, which is a plus for a big family.
Yeah.
And it's rare for a Japanese single family home.
In the center of Tokyo, yeah. that kind yeah. of size is very rare.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Has a one parking in front of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. That's fantastic. Yeah. Great. Well, for anyone that's listening at home and is interested,
yeah.
absolutely get in touch with Housing Japan and Harumi-san. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
No, it's a pleasure. All right. We'll catch you next time.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.